Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another episode of the motherfucking Drunk Words Equal Sober Thoughts Podcast. Welcome back, everyone. Everybody here?
Yeah.
We here?
I mean, yeah.
Are we live? Are we live?
I need some more snare on my headphones.
So we in a little time crunch right now because we're about to have a little event for the Ravens game. So we trying to get into it, but we a little preoccupied, but we trying to get through it. We actually got the grill bumping right now. I don't know if you knew, but it's already sizzling.
I wasn't hip.
Yeah. So we are actually recording right before the Ravens game, and we trying to make sure that we have time to watch the Ravens game. So, we're going to kind of get into that. How's everybody doing? Everybody good?
Yeah.
Everybody ready for the real Super Bowl of the year?
Oh, you better know.
Because in a couple minutes that the great Lamar Jackson is going to play Patty Mahomes and them Chiefs out here. It's all good. We're prepared. What you drinking on, Average Jimmy?
Salinac.
Mm-hmm. I haven't seen Salinac in a minute.
There you go.
Salinac. More about Nathan, what you sipping on?
A little larceny, little half and half. Half and half a little weak, though. I haven't had this one in a while.
Oh, yikes.
It's a little soft. I don't like it.
Yeah, you hear it's pouring up, because, like I said, we're not prepared. But, you know how we start this show? We start this show by introducing everybody that's in that room. You know who I am. I'm your humble host, brother man from the fifth floor, Mr. No AKAs. Because y'all be hating on me, but it's all good. But you know who we got next? We got more about Nathan, AKA.
The Nate Gatsby.
AKA.
World Dominator.
AKA.
Natural Nate.
Natural. Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay.
No, okay.
Nature. No perms?
No perms.
No
none of that.
I mean, your beard looking a little straight right now. I don't know what you've been doing to it, man.
It's all the products.
The products?
Whatnot. Yeah, you know.
Oh, man. That's nice. All right. Speaking of no facial hair, Mr. No Facial Hair, Mr. Average Jimmy, a.k.a.
Slicky Woo Woo.
Ooh, a.k.a.
Everything they ain't.
A.k.a.
Niecy.
Wow.
Cause my knees fucked up.
Oh no! And last but not least, we got Grown Mass, who is not here right now. He is running late.
AKA
late, yo. AKA I said I left an hour ago. AKA Mister, I'm still not here. Yes. But he'll be showing up a little bit later. But we're gonna get the show started without him. But speaking of, let's how you guys week going? Everybody good?
Yeah.
Oh, hold on, we didn't take a shot for the show. Let's take a good shot for them Ravens.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Going on. Beat them up, boys.
Anything new to
say? Mark Ingram showed up with the Chanel shoes on. He came ready.
Oh, that's what today?
He came to the tunnel with the full fit on, pointing at the shoes and whatnot. I hope that means he about to have
What you think about the fit so far that the Ravens bad tonight? NFL in general?
NFL in general has been okay. NBA, I don't know what it is, if they just get more airtime or what have you, but NBA players be killing it on the fits.
I just don't get it because they in that bubble. Like, how much can you pack?
I'm convinced that they're getting stuff shipped in. No way.
I mean, they have nothing else to do.
Because when P.J. Tucker was still in the bubble, I'm like, how does this man have so many shoes?
He said he packed, or he said he got whatever shipped, like 40 pairs of shoes. I'm just like, why?
I mean, that's his thing.
He might have had a different pair of shoes for each day that he was in the bubble.
Yeah, two of them.
I mean, how are you gonna have more pairs of shoes than the wins that they had? Yeah. Speaking of the, I'll get into that later when we get into sports, but I got to tell you guys something that happened to me today that I need your opinion on. I just need to know how to handle it. Because I had drunk a real-life Martin situation.
Like drunk court? Or no,
not drunk court. Just in general. I'm in the market or grocery store, whatever you say, trying to get the stuff ready for this thing. And do you remember the guy from Martin? The old guy that walked real slow. Mm-hmm. What was his name? Can't think of his name. But just stepping along. I got caught behind one today.
In line?
Well, trying to go out. And then I was like, well, he's an older man. I'm not going to get frustrated by it because, again, you know, he can't help it. But I was trying to find different like alternative methods to get around this man, mm-hmm. right? One thing that I seen, there was another door that I could have went all the way around and came back and still would have beat him, right? And then I was like, man, but if he know that, he gonna know that I've been like trying to get around him.
Oh well.
So what should you do in that situation?
Excuse me.
Yes, pardon. I was about to say I'm the wrong person.
Watch out.
I don't wait.
So mind you, you know how the grocery stores are. They usually have one exit door and then another exit door, yeah. right? Because mm-hmm. he had the, like the little foyer or whatever. I got caught behind him in both doors. And I'm talking about, it probably took about 3 minutes just to get from the first exit door to the second exit door. And I'm just like, bruh.
You got hit him with the old tap on one shoulder and go to the other side.
He had a grocery cart, too. That was really, I couldn't get around. I didn't even have a grocery cart.
Did you have a basket or
anything? No, I mean, just I just had my bag. I had my bag. I had two things. Okay. I just had, boom, boom. I was ready to go. And I was walking fast, too.
What time was this?
About 5 o'clock.
Yeah, he probably just getting home.
It was rough, bro.
He probably lived like 2 blocks from the market.
Yeah.
But yeah, man. But I don't know. I felt bad. I felt like I was an episode of Martin, and I was just like, man, this is crazy. But I didn't know if I handled that situation right. I just waited.
I mean, that was the most polite thing to do. If there was space, though, I always go around. I say excuse me, and I say excuse me, or I say hey, how you doing? Real quick, make eye contact and keep it moving.
Would you have, if it was a tight fit, would you try to squeeze through?
How tight we talking?
Like, you know, just a body, like sideways body, like excuse me, mm-hmm. like.
Yeah, I think I had.
You would have got through.
I think I had to go through.
Oh wow, okay. Well, that's gangster.
Got places to be.
That's gangster. Anything else this week?
Like I was telling you before, I finished with training.
Yes.
I was telling you before, had a whole little test at the end that I was unprepared for, just in the fact that I didn't know it was about to happen. I studied. I was prep for that part, but I got 90, so you know I'm still out here. They didn't take shit back, so I'm good to go.
90s work, bro.
Yep.
90s work. Is that who I think it is?
It sound like.
but yeah, man. Oh, here we go. Come on down.
The crowd favorite.
We already did the AKAs and everything.
Well, that's fine.
So we kind of talking about our week, man. How's your week going?
It's all good, you know.
We can't hear you. Got one of your mic.
Say pause.
No, you say pause.
Greetings, family. Greetings.
Oh, yeah, we got you. We on there. But congratulations. So just took it. Got an A without studying.
That means, got an A. I did study. I just didn't know there was going to be a test. I had no idea. But yeah, they didn't say, we're going to need your car back.
That would have been rough,
that
right?
That would have been terrible, right?
That would have been rough.
Like, well, y'all get here, be prepared to square the fuck up. Right? Car back.
Yeah, so now I'm out here living my best life out on the road and whatnot, get my territory and everything set up. So I'm ready to go.
Hey, that's what I'm talking about. This is the grown man. You want to tell everybody why you just got here?
I was working folk in the world, you know.
Everybody in this room work.
And, you know, I had to work today. I was a little late leaving school. Yeah, so, you know, real life happens. But I'm here now. You know, I'm ready.
Principal, a Washington fan, probably.
No, he knew England.
Kept late on purpose.
Yeah, that's probably what it was. Yeah. Like, I tried to get to the Rams game. Yeah. Hold on, wait, one more.
How bad if we lose, yo? I believe it, but it's going to be real bad.
I believe we're going to win, too, but I've been keeping it. I just want to see a good game.
Yeah, because, like,
I've been saying that.
Like, literally, everybody's team lost this week. So I was talking mad shit this morning.
See, but that's my thing. I don't like to talk shit just because I feel like that's going to jinx us.
I had to, though.
Well,
the boss be talking mad shit, so right. I had to.
I was like that, too. But, like, other people going to talk their shit regardless. So like, I don't like to talk shit once we already win because they're like, oh, you a safe ass nigga.
Right.
I don't want to be safe all the time. But so sometimes I'm going to run my fucking mouth.
And I was going in, too, because my boss, he an Eagles fan.
Oh.
And they tired yesterday.
Some niggas can't buy with y'all.
Yeah.
They just need to hang it
and
up.
And we got them in 2 more weeks.
Right. So I had to fire his ass. I started yesterday.
No, we got them next week. We got them next week.
No, we got
Washington.
We got Washington.
It's Redskins. Washington and then what, the Bengals?
He an Eagles fan.
So it's 3 weeks.
I wasn't listening to him.
Yeah.
It's the Washington next week at Washington. Then we come back here, I think, for the Bengals.
Yeah, something like that.
And then we go to Philly.
That sound like 3 dubs to me.
You better know
it. Yeah, so I was like, I started yesterday. I texted him after the game, was talking shit. So then when I seen him in person, I had to continue to talk shit.
Yo,
so,
but,
you know,
they both really lost, though.
Right.
Yeah.
Washington football team lost, Dallas lost, and the Eagles lost.
No, so I'm saying Eagles and the Bengals both lost. Yeah, right. They 0-2-1.
I was like, yo, so I had to talk my shit, though.
Hey, yo, do
y'all they might as well didn't come that day.
The Eagles didn't show up, for real.
Yo, I don't think it was last season. I think it was two seasons ago. The Bengals opening up with a tie. It was 0-1, and they said it was their best start since, like...
I think that was the Browns.
They said it was their best start since, like, that's the 90s or something. Yeah, I got hurt.
But couldn't be my team.
Mm-mm. All right. Y'all ready for drunk topics?
Yeah.
So I'm gonna get started with this one topic. We're gonna start heavy and then get light. But I got a clip that I want to play just because I think it sums it up perfectly about the Breonna Taylor outcome. And it's definitely coming from a person that I did not expect. Want to know who?
Oh.
Stephen A. Smith. I did not expect him to ever come with some hot fire.
I mean, time to time, he does speak on it.
Well, let's just hear what he got.
Shut up and dribble. That is what LeBron James was told. It's what Jason Tatum was told. It's what Chris Paul and Jaylen Brown and Jimmy Butler were told. Along with the entire NBA. Multi-millionaire athletes, buffered by a multi-billion dollar league, dismissed as menial malcontents. In spite of their philanthropy, their community service, their tireless efforts, still, they were told to shut up. Thank God they didn't listen. Because in the aftermath of today's ruling, where only one officer, not three, was indicted by a grand jury on three counts of wanton endangerment, not murder, of Breonna Taylor, we don't need to wonder any longer why the NBA community has been joined by the likes of numerous NFL players like Jamal Adams.
So I think that sums it up pretty well, is that, the verdict of the grand jury came out and they decided not to indict anybody on murder of Breonna Taylor, but they did indict one officer for shooting in the wall.
The wall, yeah, for the bullets that missed.
That missed.
That was endangering the neighbor.
Mm-hmm. Now... one thing, I got a couple things that I want to say. I don't want to go in too long because I feel like, you know, we've been talking about stuff like this for a minute. But it's two things that I want to discuss. I'm going to start out with, what's his name, Daniel Cameron?
Yes, the Attorney General
of, what state was that?
Kentucky,
right? One thing is that, you know, I think that was a good ploy on the white people for trying to find a black person to break the news, but it didn't work because, again, we know that just because someone looks like you don't mean they for you. And
all skin folk ain't kin folk.
And I saw the perfect meme the other day, and it is, you know, you don't care about your people if you don't care about, you know, getting a good shape up. So if you don't care about shape up, you definitely don't care about your fellow black people. But it was really unfortunate. And so my question to you guys is this: are we disappointed? Or are we upset? Which one?
So to kind of give I wouldn't say the backstory, but like the issue of it. So one, that's a ploy on, like, a lot of people don't necessarily understand how the legal system works. So technically grand jury. There we go. The grand jury is supposed to be made up of a group of your peers. They're secret, so you don't know who they are. And it's all based on the facts that the prosecutor gives to them. So,
which can be a shit show in its own.
Exactly. So we don't know what evidence was actually given to them or shown to them and presented. So it's one-sided. Now the grand jury, their job is only to say yes, you can move forward with charges, or no, you don't have enough evidence to move forward. So they're not convicting, guilt, or innocence. That doesn't come into play in this particular point. So basically, the attorney general, who's never tried this type of case, felony case before, has gotten up in front of a group of people and has basically laid out the case, or supposed to have laid out the case. Now, we don't know what he said again. So then they return a verdict, or they return a decision saying, you don't have enough evidence against these people, but you can charge this guy with this.
Right.
So that way, it's not a direct play on the state's attorney's office. They can say, well, look, we brought it to your peers, and that's what they decided.
And you know what probably happened is that the guy that probably got indicted was probably the only guy that was like, this shit is wrong.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he was like, all right, we got you.
Or he got it. Or somebody has to take the L in the situation, right?
Right.
Now, here's the thing. As the attorney general, he can still bring charges if he wanted to.
Right.
But, because he can circumvent the, okay, so they say, well, hey, look, you know, you may not have enough evidence for this, but he can bring some order, some other sort of charge.
And I'm talking about how shady these grand jurors can be.
Oh yeah, because you don't
these
know.
These grand jurors can be. They could say, hey, this is the law. This is the law. What is this is how it's said, right? But they'll give their perception to make it seem like, you know, they get the outcome that they want. Right. So if they wanted to be in, it's like, well, you know, the law, because they got to kind of educate you on the law. Mm-hmm. And they'll educate you, but they'll give you the bias. Yeah. They'll give you bias and all this type of stuff to kind of, you know, stir you in a way that they want to mm-hmm. lead you. So, you know, that grand jury probably could have sat there and probably went in there with their intentions like, look, these guys are guilty. But they said, well, the law says, right. you know, it should be this way, and this way. So technically, you know, and then they could probably say, no, she's guilty. I mean, we can move on. But he's like, but you got to really think about it like this. Mm-hmm. And then it kind of, you know, like I said, shit show all the way through and make it go back to the outcome that they
you
know, want.
Even like jury duty, right? All you need is one person to say, I don't agree.
I've been there.
And, you know, and it's over, basically. That person can be guilty, but if one person says, nah, then,
I don't see it that way.
Yeah, then yeah. It's a wrap. Like, basically, it's a hung jury at that point.
I've been there 2 days because yeah. of one person. Yeah. I just feel it. Right. Everybody's yeah. like, innocent. No, he just looked guilty.
Right. Yo. And that's the problem. If I ever get in trouble, I'm asking for a bench trial, which is just the judge.
But, or the exact opposite.
Yeah, because that one person could be like... Right, you know, it could be 50-50, but I'm asking for a bench trial because that way I know the judge knows the law. Now, the problem is, again, they know the law. Right. So they're going to
be innocent motherfuckers.
They're
going
to stick it to you because they know the law. But the jury trial is like, all right, well, hey, all I need is one person. So you can, like, you know, try to manipulate and get that one person to be like, all right, well, he's innocent. And if everybody don't agree, it has to be a unanimous verdict. So if they don't agree, then you good, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. But that was a good point. But like I say, are we upset or are we disappointed?
I'm not, I say more or less upset, but because of the shit that's going on, not disappointed, because at this point, not seen to disappoint me anymore, man. Like, I'm not shocked. It's not surprising, I should say.
That's a great point, because that's exactly how I feel.
I was going to say the exact same thing. It's like, when we found out that there was even possible charges, everybody was like, eh, we know it's not about
right.
to like, we all knew.
I mean, how many times have we seen this show before?
Yeah.
I mean, even...
Like, literally reruns. And yeah. Like, we know where this is at.
Yeah, like the shit that's going on with the viral... The police, the black cop that tased a white woman, he's getting death threats.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
But you got white cops killing black men. Mm-hmm. He shouldn't have fought. She shouldn't have fought.
Right.
What's the difference now? Because she a female? Mm-hmm. Or what about females, that black females that got killed right. by the cops?
Just
or
like that video.
The black lady
weekend.
Got punching in the face.
He's punching in the face. And that video this weekend, like down in Ocean City, where it was like, it had some like random car rally show or whatever.
Yeah, I think O2 weekend something.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah. Yeah. And like they was going crazy down there.
Every single week. Right. Look, let me make sure I let y'all know. That is some shit every fucking year. It don't always make as big of news, mm-hmm. but when I talk about insurance shit,
no, it is.
Oh my God.
So the reason why it's big news now, because they made it, each year they get more and more shit where as though that's illegal.
Mm-hmm.
So, and not really, I want to say illegal, they enforce it. Just like if you go look at a repair order, you could get a repair order for your windshield wipers being dry rotted. You could get one for your tires not being of a certain depth, like too bald. Like you can get fucking tickets for all this shit, you know what I mean? They just enforce it up there, and then they'll rack on so many of them at once. A car now is being placed, what I'll call out of service, like, oh, you just gotta get told it's not road safe to drive.
Mm-hmm.
And now they start tacking tickets on to it, and like one dude got like $3,800 worth of tickets.
Yeah, sure. They said that over 100 cars got told.
Yeah, but they do that in DC too. You know, they write you the ticket, and they should call the tow truck. So then by the time the tow truck comes, they'll tow you, but they won't tow you like to the yard. They'll tow you to another spot to park at, but you get paid. You got to pay for that too. So it's like you get the ticket, then 5 minutes later, they tow your shit, and you got to pay for that.
I'd rather do that.
Just so you go home?
But, just it's like $400 cheaper. Right then and there.
It's probably cheaper.
What if you got in, because...
Then going to the pound lot, because like when the pound lot, well, you're going to need a new radio now. New window. You know what I mean? Like, they're going to bust your shit off.
And right now, with COVID, a lot of these lots, they got all types of rules for you to even get to your car.
Yeah.
But, this whole Breonna Taylor thing.
Jimmy saved me one time with my car told.
Yo, it just, the whole thing, man, it's just crazy. Like,
that was a fun night.
It's almost at the point where it's like, okay, what's next? Yeah. And that's sad.
Well, the case that I mean, because like now they're bringing up all of this stuff about the case now, and like, you know, the story's kind of changing from, you know, she was in bed to she was in, at the end of the hallway shooting. They were shooting back and forth to, you know, it wasn't a no knock. They actually did knock to.
It's 3:00 in the morning. A knock probably went.
Yeah, well, exactly. And then they're saying that it wasn't the wrong house. It was just the wrong boyfriend. All types of stuff like that.
So what are they saying? Like, she had multiple boyfriends now?
Well, she's saying that the warrant was for the ex-boyfriend, right, not okay. The boyfriend at current. Which was, you know, but to say that they said that the case, the reason why they worked the warrant for her house was because in January, mind you, it happened in March. In January, they seen him leave the house with a bag. And then went to a drug house. Mind you, this was January and this is March. Mm-hmm. Ex-boyfriend. Get the fuck out of my house. Yeah, all right.
That was the breakup right there. Like any real person can tell you that. But see, and that's again where the criminal justice system fucks us. Because as a law enforcement officer, you have to testify and swear to the story. I mean, I hate to say the story, but the story that you write on the affidavit to apply for the warrant. You have to write all this shit down. Like, I observed Avery Jimmy at this location 4 times. Every time that I've seen him, he's either had a firearm, he's had drugs, he's had this, blah, blah, blah. And we've eyewitnessed him going into this location. That's what makes the location valid. Like, and we know that it's an imminent possibility that he can be there within a certain amount of time.
Right. So, the boyfriend, right, His gun was registered, right?
Mm-hmm. They said he was
he went above and beyond. Yeah, to get his shit straight. Yeah,
like he was legit, like straight right. up.
So
and he thought somebody's breaking in.
All right. So all these people who have something to say about, well, her boyfriend shot the police. Mm-hmm. They supposed to shoot back. Let me come busting your door at 3:04 in the morning and yell police, 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 and see how you react.
Right.
Like, I don't know if y'all ever been woken up out of a dead sleep, but I get it done often at work. You are fucked up. I got woke up at like 2 a.m. for a call, and it was Frankfurt, and I looked dead in the officer's eye. I was like, Frankfurt, where's Frankfurt?
Right.
I pass the street every day. I know Frankfurt is the main artery. You fucked up getting woken up out of a dead slumber. You fucked up. You might not hear police. You might, you know what I mean?
And your first thought is preservation.
Yeah, right. Somebody's breaking
in. You protect your family. Yeah. So my thing is for everybody that's saying, y'all forget her boyfriend shot. He was protecting his family.
In their home.
Yeah, on the street. I don't believe that he comprehended right away quick enough that it was the police in there.
Right. Somebody come through your door. Yeah. Like, I live on the first floor. Nigga breaking my shit, it's going to be hell to pay.
Yeah.
Like, I'm automatically assuming the worst. Because, one, nobody should be there at that time in the morning.
Yeah.
I'm in the crib by myself. So, it's not like I'm expecting company or somebody got it. I'm the only one with the key, except for my parents. And my parents not coming in 3 in the morning.
It's an apartment complex. It's more than it's more ways to go about it. You could have fucking got the rental agent, the manager, whatever, and, like, you know, let us in. And then went in and announced yourself or whatnot. More subtle. It could have been a more subtle approach, my thing.
Right.
And I'm not a police.
Or daylight. At very minimum. Because I seen some shit go down in my neighborhood like 2 weeks ago, and it was like 7:15. I was working out at the tennis court, and I seen 7 cops pull up one after another. Mm-hmm. And of course, I looked like, oh, shit.
Right.
But I was impressed with how they did handle shit. I still didn't like the fact that they was there, but they went in one by one and, like, clearly were announcing themselves, going about it the right way, and then they brought one person out. Yeah, I was just like, that makes sense to me.
But, yeah, like I said, I'm not a police, but I'm sure that I know it's tough going into a certain situation that could, you know, it could be dangerous, you don't know, but I'm sure is they could have went about it being in the daylight or, you know, being more, you know, and everyone said, well, you're not police, you don't know, they're aggressive for a reason.
But that's not, don't have to be the case.
But this is the fact that this, my point is this, right? Now, this, they say that the warrant is for the ex-boyfriend. Why would you come into somebody else's house like that?
Because that's the last known address they had.
Well, apparently he had multiple warrants. They busted all his places all over the place.
Oh, okay, okay.
Yeah, but, they'll do that. Like, but
the, yeah, it'll take every door at the same time.
But the fact is that still, it's 3 in the morning, you calling over his girlfriend, the girlfriend's house. Like, that's just...
But you asking for trouble.
You don't need to do that.
You know what they'll do is they'll hit all the addresses simultaneously.
Right.
Just to figure.
Be like, you're going to be one of these.
Yeah, places. But you can simultaneously hit all the addresses during the day, too.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Stake out. You seen him coming out with a bag before. Stake out till you see him. Hey, when you see him, grab him. He wasn't wanted for, like, murder or nothing, right?
And I don't think. I think it was drugs.
Okay, just, so it was,
right. Just he got to go somewhere.
Yeah, I think it was drugs.
It seemed like so obvious. To come from one of them. If you wanted to actually do it the right way, there were so many options to go about doing it.
It's just a sad situation, you know. R.I.P. Breonna Taylor. But you know, and then another situation that I think of that's really tragic is the young lady. I think Tatiana something. I can't think of her name. She was you know, she was just in her house babysitting, playing video games. Police have the flash the light through her thing. She go to see what it is with a controller in her hand.
And they shot and killed her. Yeah,
wow.
Yeah.
I didn't hear about this.
That's a big one. And it's sad that it's not getting the representation that it should be. Because that's another situation that they should be ringing her name around just like everyone else.
Yeah, they called and her door was open.
Yeah, her door was on. They did a wellness check.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Now it makes sense.
Like, how you do a wellness check and then end up killing somebody?
And it's actually on... body cam, as
well
on the police body cam.
Yo, this shit is crazy, man. Really sad. I can't even segue into the next one.
I mean, but this is what we are living in, though. This is what's going on. Like,
And that's what it is. And that's the crazy part about this whole situation.
Not saying it's okay, but
right,
yeah.
Because like even you know, I teach government, I teach politics, I teach U.S. history. So like one of my students today asked me was like, "Well, has there ever been a time for like black people where we ever just was like good?" And I was like, "No, not really."
What she mean by like?
Like there hasn't been no like type of issues, like no like you know civil rights, no like. You know, was there ever a time really where we were kind of prospering? And I was like, no. It hasn't really been. There's always been issues along the way.
I think this is a perfect situation. This gets perfect segue into Wells Fargo. So Wells Fargo is going under because they had a comment that they said a couple weeks ago, and then they apologized. They're backtracking about the lack of diversity in their in their banking system.
Because of their lack of qualification.
Yeah, they said that there's a limited pool of black talent to recruit from.
Hilarious.
Yo,
my thing is, like, I'll respect you a whole lot more if you stand on what you say.
Don't backtrack it now.
No. Stand on
it. Or, like, be more honest. Be up front. We just don't want no fucking black.
Right.
I would be more like, well, he said it.
Like either way, you ain't going to get our support, but at least you won't be getting, like,
anybody got Wells Fargo?
I don't.
Nope. No.
I wouldn't fuck up their shit though. Like, I wouldn't like, yo, fuck them, piss on their shit. You know what I mean? I can respect honest and upfront person.
Me too.
Well, and the reason why I say I think Wells Fargo is trash, and I think it's because they lack diversity.
That's true. Hey, but I'm gonna say some shit. I know y'all may not disagree, but just listen to me for a second.
We may not agree, or we may not disagree.
And no, you may not agree with me.
All right, that's not what you said, though.
Yeah. My apologies. It's been a long day.
What we got?
5 in the morning.
We listening. Go ahead.
I honestly, at the end of the day, I understand Trump.
Oh, that's I mean, go. I need you. You got it. You can't just stop.
I know exactly where he's standing, who he is. I ain't mad about all the shit that he's doing right now because why he's already shown us who he is.
Yeah.
We know exactly who this motherfucker is. He is for himself and nobody else. He don't give a fuck about nobody else but himself. Yeah. Right. So when people are like, you know what you're getting with this motherfucker.
No covert, overt.
Yeah, like you know exactly what you're getting with this motherfucker because he has shown you already.
You don't got decipher shit. You don't have nothing else.
Did y'all hear what Trump said when they asked him about the Breonna Taylor situation?
Nah,
when I seen him come on,
he said, because it was like, I think he was just getting out of something and it just happened. So he didn't really, he's like, I haven't really heard what happened, but I'm the best thing that happened to black people in black America. Yes. Yeah. I've done more than more for black people than any other president besides Abraham Lincoln, and I will give him and we could give him the nod, but I think I have done more for black people than anyone.
And then in reality, Abraham Lincoln...
But I haven't, I don't know anything about
that. This shit is real.
Yeah, in reality, Abraham Lincoln, he didn't do anything either for black people. Everybody, oh, he freed the slaves. That is incorrect.
No, he did not.
That is totally incorrect.
Correct.
First of all, Lincoln only decided to go after slavery because the North was losing economic power. The South had the power because we were an agriculture economy. So the South had the power. Lincoln understood that if he got the blacks to fight on his side, that the North would win and can reestablish dominance. That's what that was about. It wasn't about because he felt sorry for Lincoln.
It was also about just plain out bodies.
Yeah, it was just straight up money. Yes, but he understood that if they got the blacks to fight... Yeah, well, if he got the blacks to fight on his side, that they knew that they could win. So what do you do?
Look, hey. America's got a fucked up ass history.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
And Antebellum?
Yes.
I haven't seen it yet.
The new one?
You paid $20?
No, I haven't seen the new one.
You paid $20. Ooh, you got money.
You got money.
I'm a
disputer.
Antebellum. I don't even know what Antebellum is. That must have
been some Wells Fargo transaction.
I think they got that from Wells Fargo. That wasn't us.
Oh, man. But the thing is, too, and this is what I really want to put out there is this again. Now, again, just in general, you don't see a lot of black bankers, right? Big time, right? And I think it's more of, again, like I said, it's their fault because, again, they're not allowing the people to get these situations. I think people get jobs because of what they are exposed to, mm-hmm. right? They see what their family does. They see what their parents do. They say, all right, well, I can fit into this range, right? Mm-hmm. It's not a lot of people that go too far from what their parents, like, you know what I mean? Like, if your parents are helping professionals, you're probably going to be a helping professional. Yeah. If your parent went into the medical field, you're probably going to go into the medical field mm-hmm. some way.
Sure.
If you're a hands-on worker, you're probably going to become a hands-on worker. Mm-hmm. That's where I think it is. I think that's where banks need to do a better job of coming into schools and really exposing kids to these jobs and what it looks like and what they can do, so they can say, I can do these things. Like,
because
even possible,
right? Because even for us, right? So we know we thinking that when we go into the car dealership to buy a car, right? We thinking that the most important person is the salesperson. Fuck them. They not at all. It's the nigga that sits in the office that runs the numbers.
Mm-hmm.
He's the man that's going to tell you if you can actually afford and buy this car or not. Like, he's the one who's going to process the paperwork to say, hey, yes, we're going to sell this nigga this car. Like, fuck the salesperson. I want to talk to the money man because he's going to tell me if I can do it or not. And then we got to also, I just think in general, we got to get better with credit. We got to understand the credit game.
Shorty.
We got to.
And that's rely so much on it.
Yeah,
we got to educate too. We got to educate because, again, I spent my first couple of years just fucking my credit up unknowingly.
I'm still fixing my shit now.
Unknowingly, though. I had no idea.
Well, a part of it was, like, I wasn't making a lot of money, but I thought I was. But I was living off the cards.
But did you understand it, though?
I understood credit, but at the point, I needed to live, so I was swiping my card.
I
didn't get my first credit card until after I graduated from college.
I completely sabotaged my credit
2 years ago.
Really?
I completely sabotaged my credit.
My shit was low.
Just unknowingly.
Yeah, me too.
It was bad.
I had no education, no info about it at all.
Well, and like my situation was like I would charge stuff knowing that I was going to pay it back. Like knowing, of course I'm going to pay it back. But didn't understand that, you know, late payment. I was like, long as y'all get y'all money, y'all good.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Because those refund checks would come, and I was like, I'm going to pay it on my next refund check.
Right.
Mind you, I could have just paid my minimum payments, you know, through that time and been okay. But I didn't think that was even a thing.
Mm-hmm. When we that age, that much money in front of us, we don't think that way. Mm-hmm. My thing was this, how I look at it, right? I never liked owing people.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So I look at it like credit was owing people. And it was owing people, and they making money off of me owing them. You understand? If I have a credit card, if I buy something for credit for $500, I'm not paying $500 back.
Right.
I'm paying more just to sporadically. So I look at it like if I can't afford it in cash, I don't need to pay.
You don't need
like smaller, of course, not like a house or a car. Right. Yeah. Well, I was like that for a car for a while. My first car payment, it took me like, it was like my fifth or sixth car before I got a car payment.
Mm.
I didn't want it. So I finally, I finally got a car. Payment whatnot, but I was always bigger than that. And then I always thought about like I'm always this is younger average Jimmy. I always thought I was going to have money to do whatever I wanted. Like, I didn't need credit until I got older and, you know, went and got a career and actually had to work for my money.
Right.
And you wanted your furniture now. Right. I want my furniture now.
When I tried to start getting things, you needed credit for certain shit.
Right.
I got denied an apartment because I had no credit history.
Mm-hmm.
Not because I had bad credit.
Because
I had no history.
Yeah.
I got denied from living somewhere. They said, we don't know if you going to pay us. Right? So, I'm
my
like...
nigga, look at my money.
Yeah, so, right. So, apparently, if you have a certain amount in your account, you could do it.
Mm-hmm.
But you had to show where you got the money from.
Right.
And it didn't add up. So, I would have probably wound up going to jail for trying to get an apartment.
Right.
So, when I learned that, then I started, like, I used to open lines of credit and shit and do stuff like that. But I never had an actual credit card. Like, well, all right. A credit card now, like, to go anywhere. I open lines of credit at, like, Keys.
Like, specific,
like, I only could use my lines of credit
in-house,
there.
In-house cards,
yeah. And then got a car, shit like that, to start working on my credit. But it took me a while, and that's one thing. I'm glad I went through so my kids won't have to, because I'm definitely be on. I'm already started my daughter, and I'm on that shit.
Yeah.
Got him a card, a little green light, I think it's called, card. And I give them loans. I'm the bank. Yeah, what y'all need?
Yeah.
All right. And then that's, when they come and pay me back, they said, well, this don't add up. What you mean? Well, this was 25, but I owe you 35. I said, that's interest. What's interest? Go research it and let me know.
Right. Then when you come back, we'll talk about it.
I'd rather them come with me and hit it through me than going out in the real world. I ain't had nobody sit down and talk to me about shit.
Exactly. That's a good thing, though. That's a good thing.
Because when you really think about it, credit, debt, all of that shit is modern day slavery.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's all it is.
Yep.
Like, they figuring out new ways to have us on a fucking hook
especially
for the rest of our lives. And that's where I was going with it. You think about how crazy it is. They'll give you all the money you need for school, but won't give you a $20,000 loan at 18 so you can go start your own business.
Yeah.
Like, how does that make any sense? Other than the fact that they want to keep you on the fucking hook, on the wheel.
And
so
the educated,
they can make more money
and the educated ones, too.
Yes. Yeah. And
but this lady, she said the other day, like, it was like she posted online, like, she borrowed like $40,000, right? Like, 15, 20 years ago. She still owes like $30,000 to this day. She didn't pay the $40,000 back. But because she getting hit with the interest,
mm-hmm.
it's
what,
like it just
what
keeps
I don't
going.
Understand is how hard it is to buy a house.
Oh, it's very hard.
I mean, it's all again.
Yeah.
It's,
oh yeah.
That way to
right.
keep
so
us where,
my
where
thing
we
is,
are.
You telling me, and so I had a conversation with another friend, and he was like, "Well, my argument is and was to him, you telling me I could get approved to pay $1,700 a month in rent." And not a house that I'm going to pay $1,000, $1,100 in mortgage. He said, well, that's because if you don't pay your rent, they kick you up. I said, if I don't pay my mortgage, they'd take my house.
Right. A whole
What's
house.
Yeah, whole
they're going to make a lot more money.
A lot
y'all.
More
say,
money.
And rent don't go to shit.
At all. It's like trying to fill up a laundry basket.
And
you ain't never going to do it. You're not getting anywhere
with
it at the end. You're never going to make money off it.
And then, I mean, and the amount of money that you actually paying these mortgage companies to even, you know, to get a loan. I mean, you end up going to pay either double or triple of what the actual house is actually worth.
Yeah.
So it's just, it's a crazy situation, man. It's a crazy situation.
Getting stressed out over here.
Let's get into some lighter stuff. Let's get into some light stuff. Coach Prime! Deion Sanders has accepted the position as head coach of Jackson State University. Are we excited? Y'all not excited?
I didn't know where he was headed with it.
I got Deion Sanders on the wall, man.
You look good. You play good.
Yeah.
Yo, I mean, Deion Sanders. And the thing about it is this, right? And now, I don't know if y'all seen my man when he came in, when he was introduced to my man. He had the parade. He had the big trucks coming into the gym.
Yeah.
You know, all that good stuff. Oh man, Deion living,
man.
That
shit was live.
His son transferring there too.
So Deion was a head coach at a high school in Texas, and they won I think 3 straight state championships. Like they've been balling.
Yeah,
and
they dropped out the league there, and they're independent now.
It was that bad, right?
Yeah,
because they was fucking people up that bad.
Kind of like St. Francis. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they fucked people up that bad.
So yeah, so he said he was gonna have a head coach job this year. He got it, and the thing is too is that they said that I don't know how true this is, but they said that his coaching staff is star studded. They said they're gonna have Warren Sapp as the D-line coach, Terrell Owens as the wide coach. They got somebody else as the offensive. I mean, I'm talking about star.
Even so, heard Ray Lewis may be coming.
So my question.
Yeah, he keeps stamping it too. He's been on a lot of radio shows and on ESPN talking about like, wait till y'all see my staff. Mm-hmm. He's been. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think there's some truth to it.
So my question is, my question is this: I mean, Jackson State is not a big, you know, big name school. Mm. They are D1.
I'm sending my kid.
But that's my question: if you had a kid that had offers, are you going to send him to get coached by Coach Prime?
I would, because he alone. Well, I would. My personal reason would be, I really believe he will be a good coach and can really bring the best out of my kid, right? Mm-hmm. But also, like a lot of people say, well, I don't know because they don't get a lot of looks. He himself is going to bring looks to that school.
Right. Yes.
Within himself. That's a good point. And he got connections. So
I guarantee they're going to have at least one national game on TV. And Texas, they're going to have a TV deal. Yeah. Like, it's going to be.
And think about it. He's a Hall of Fame cornerback, right? College and professional. Hall of Fame, right?
TV deals are coming.
Yo, TV deals are coming. And then not only that, but just the skills, right?
Yeah.
If I'm a defensive back, yo, I want to go there.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Like, because it's prime time.
Yeah. If he holds up to the coaches he's talking about getting to, any skill position, you good.
Right.
You're good to go.
Defensive line, yo, to get trained by a Pro Bowl Hall of Fame Warren Sapp, yo, I want to go.
Yeah. But honestly, if it was my kid, it would be the same rules as always. What's your chances in starting? What type of time are you going to be able to see? Because if they got straight ballers over there, and my son is like...
Straight is, Texas is, and Florida.
Exactly. Dance. You think about it. Like, if my son is like, yeah, you up there with them, but so-and-so already getting looks ahead of you, and you got two spots ahead of you, I still might have to go with another school. But it wouldn't be because, like, oh, I think this school is better. It literally would be because you need to get the looks.
It's like, yo, it's prime time.
Yeah,
like you can't be like especially if you're a DB.
Oh yeah,
especially you play corner, yo. And he like, look, all you gotta do is give me 30%. I'm gonna take you the rest of the way. All I need 30% from. Like, yo, you getting trained by a Hall of Famer, yo.
Yeah.
You gotta go. Yeah, like, that's just
congratulations, Coach Prime.
Yes, excited.
That was great news for me when I heard that. I was definitely happy about that. Remember, man was on the Baltimore Ravens.
Yeah.
We used to wear his headband around his neck. Mm-hmm.
All right.
Number 37. He wore that because of his age, right?
I don't know, bro. It was, but
he was still like faster than like.
He was fast as hell.
Somehow he still was prime. I don't know how he did it, but
that's why they made him come out of retirement. Yeah. It was like the story was it was him, Ray Lewis, and somebody else. It was crossing the street and cars were coming and he just took off running. And they was like, nigga, like, yo, like, he got to the other side of the street, them niggas still in the middle. And they was like, yo, like, nigga, how'd you do that? Like, he's like, yo, you need to come back. And Ray was like, yo, we can win one. Like, come on, we about to win one. So he came back.
He imagined racing prime and then he just burn your ass.
Right.
Like,
you think, because
his age, right?
Right, he like 40 something, 50, almost 50. And you try racing, you like, all right, I'm a got this nigga. And he was like, go ahead, you get 10 yards. I'll spot you.
Fucking 10. Gray hairs and right. all that. Yo,
I spot you 10, yo. Go ahead.
Right, yeah, that would be crazy. Next one. We got Tyrod Taylor. That's I spelled that wrong.
Yeah,
puncture slump.
I think you dropped the rule. Like, what the fuck is that?
Puncture. But a team doctor actually punctured Tyrod Taylor's lung right before the game. Now, this is my thing.
I hope you go where I'm about to go.
Workers' compensation.
Well, I honestly feel really bad for Tyrod.
I do,
yes.
Because Tyrod is always working, always humble, you know, tries his best, a God-fearing man, you know, stays out of trouble, does everything right. But it seems like he always get put in a bad situation.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
You know, Buffalo got onto the first playoffs ever, then get cut.
Yep.
Right? Goes to the Browns and then gets benched by Baker fucking Mayfield.
Right. Yep.
And then he goes to another team. The starring quarterback leads him an open position. He takes it, does it well, and then the fucking doctor puncture his lung right before the game.
Yeah.
It's unfortunate, but if I was Tyrod, I would sit my ass down forever.
I would be done.
I would be done, and I will get millions and millions of dollars.
But, are we just going to ignore the elephant in the room?
Let's talk about it.
Now, y'all know good and well, if this was Tom Brady, or let's say back in the day, like Peyton Manning, one of those type of quarterbacks, this would be headline
national news
everywhere. But because it's Tyrod Taylor, it barely makes the news.
Yeah.
Like, I hear ESPN talking about it, whatever.
It's terrible.
But this would be the biggest thing that ever happened. Every single person that comes on any type of news network right now that's even talking about the scenario is like, I've never seen anything like this. Exactly. So what the hell does that tell you? This shit is fucking fucked up.
Negligence.
It's clear negligence. And these are supposed to be the top doctors that they could find. Tyrod need to get paid.
People are saying they never heard of how you can even do that.
That's what I'm like. I've heard doctors talking about it. Like, I don't know what they was doing. Now they're trying to blame it on the equipment at the stadium and all. He didn't have the special technology that he need. Well, he shouldn't have done the shit.
Right. Like, my nigga, you know how far simple. You got to stick the fucking needle in to get through the rib cage, to get all the way through, to puncture the fucking lung, yo.
But well, they're even saying that now. They're saying that the team doctors were saying that he shouldn't have even been playing in the first place because he had that cracked rib, like indefinitely. Like they were saying that he shouldn't have even been playing at all. But again, like I said, Tyrod's in situations where he can't fuck up. Like he gotta stay on point. But it's super fortunate. But the thing is too now, what people are not talking about, who are the top quarterbacks of the league right now?
Yeah,
all black.
Mm-hmm. All black quarterbacks.
Yep.
All black quarterbacks.
Mm-hmm.
If you think about a white quarterback, a lot of them are trash. Trash. Or and, old as fuck.
And the ones that are actually worth something have a lot of the similar skills to the black quarterbacks all mm-hmm. of a sudden. Imagine that.
But this is the thing.
Like fucking...
boy down in New Orleans. Not Drew Brees, the other
one. You talking about
Tyson Hill?
Yeah.
Nah, fuck that. The Bills.
Buffalo.
He's doing some borderline Lamar shit, making a miss.
But the thing is too is again, like I said, we got Cam that's playing a league minimum, right? Fucking Lamar didn't get his money yet.
Not yet.
Russell just got his money, MVP level. I mean, but thing about it too is that. Carson Wentz got money.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think Trubisky did. He get money too.
Even
Derek Carr got paid.
And then which Carr get paid more than some of these black starters to go be a backup in
Nick Foles.
Dallas.
Oh, you're talking about old Bengals. Yeah, Bengals. Andy Dalton.
Yeah,
it's unfortunate.
Well, Nick Foles, they're making them earn his money as of last night. But no, bring your ass in.
He is somebody you can count on, though.
Yeah.
If I was starting a team and you know nobody else was available, yeah, Nick Foles would be my guy.
But just crazy situation, man. But it's sad, you know. Like I said, I'm praying for you, Tyrod. Y'all hope you do, you know, you get through this or figure this out. But that's messed up. And if he loses position to Herbert because of this situation, that's another unfortunate situation. Another unfortunate situation. All right, this is what I'm happy to talk about.
Okay.
I don't know because none of y'all really tuned into the B-ball.
I tune in.
Yeah, but y'all not real fans though. Do you have a team?
I just tune in.
See, you just tune in because. Mr. Laker right here by himself.
Boy.
NBA Finals is here. We got Lakers versus the Heat. Nobody excited to see this? I'm talking about, man.
I'm going
to
watch. I'm not like,
I'm going to watch it.
Yeah, fuck that. The fucking Lakers are back. We are back since 2010.
They're going to win it in a short season, though.
Uh-oh. No, it wasn't short. Actually, it was not short. It was not short. It actually was extended.
I don't buy the whole like there should be an asterisk next to this yet. Nah,
not the way they've been balling this fucking bubble, man.
The bubble has actually brought out, I think, the best in people.
The bubble
because they ain't care about their pants and shit. Look at fucking Jimmy.
Yeah, Jimmy.
He left the game rolling up his mustache. Yo, but anyway, right. I'm excited about this.
So, as not as a fan of a team, but as a basketball fan, who you think gonna win the finals?
I can't do that. It's the Lakers are gonna win. I mean, you can ask me that, and I can say it's still the Lakers. It's always going to be Lakers. I mean, well, if you want to really break it down like that, like I said, the Heat has been had an incredible run.
Yes,
they have beat the best team throughout the whole this bubble situation. Like flat out dogged them out. You know, the best they had the best record in the league was the Bucks. They beat them, and I think they beat them in five. Mm-hmm. You know, the Celtics again, another star-studded team. They beat them in what, six. So, you know, it's they just been balling, and everybody counted them out. So, you know, I do appreciate them until it comes to my fucking Lakers. Until it comes to my, because I don't see no way of winning this. I don't see no way of beating the Lakers. I don't see it. I mean, AD and LeBron James are not going to let anybody. I mean, they had some adversity, but then they come right back and they dog you out every single time. So, yeah. I mean, I think the Heat doesn't really match up with
Kyle
the.
Kyle thinks it's going to be Lakers in five.
Pretty much.
Yeah, I'm going Lakers in six.
I say six. I say Lakers in six. I give them two games.
If the Lakers I think it's going to be in seven. If they win.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. No way.
I'm giving it Lakers in six, and it's only because I think the Heat make great adjustments at halftime. And throughout actual game series,
it's gonna be about shots made,
yeah.
Because the Heat has great shooters.
They got great shooters.
So
fucking Tyler Hero, this man, whoo.
Even Duncan Robinson, yeah. That boy can shoot from anywhere and just and it's like easiest cake. Is that a saying? Easiest cake? No.
Easiest pie.
Easiest pie.
One of those sweets.
I don't know if pie easy, but again, it's going to be all about shooting, and I think there's going to be a couple games where they're going to be on, and they're going to shoot their lights out, mm-hmm. And then the other game, it's going to be a dogfest, and then again, like I said, you got AD down there. No one on the Heat can match up with him.
I was saying, I don't know who's going to match up with AD, and I know they're probably going to try to put Jimmy on LeBron.
That's not going to work.
Exactly.
That's not going to work.
He can't be burning at both ends like that.
It's just not going to work. But yeah, man, I'm excited. So, all right, so we already kind of did our bold predictions. I say Lakers in six. You said Lakers. More about Nate said Lakers in six. Average Jimmy said Lakers in seven.
I say if they win, it's gonna be in game seven.
So you're saying it's gonna go to seven.
Lakers. If it's anything prior to before game seven, I got the Heat.
That didn't really make a lot of sense to me, but I'm gonna let it ride.
I think the Lakers will do better in a.
Close out final.
Yeah, like a this.
Because LeBron, that man don't play when it be a close out game.
Yeah.
Grown man, what do you think?
I'll go ahead. I'll take the Lakers.
And how many?
Lakers in five.
Okay, all right. But yeah, man, shout out to everybody that's on the Heat because that man Hero is a beast. Who else was on that team? And Jimmy Buckets, he's good too, so, you know. But LeBron. You're back. LeBron has more finals appearances than some teams do.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
A lot more.
Yeah.
It's not even close.
It's not close at all.
It's crazy. Yep. Like, you know how some people is a bucket? He's a final. Like, he's legit. If you want, he's worth all the money that you get because he will get you to the finals. Like, legit. He's never been on the team that he didn't get him to the finals. Like, that's crazy to me.
That's really scary to think about.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah. All right, NFL. Yeah, I'm more excited about this, right?
Woo.
Since this league has started, it's been a lot of. This is what I want to point out is a lot of injuries,
mm-hmm.
Which has been very. What do you guys think about these injuries? What do you think is coming from?
Lack of preseason and lack of conditioning. Like, clearly,
yeah.
Like, I don't know what they were doing in the off season to prepare, but it clearly for some teams was not enough. I don't know if it's on the coaches. I don't know if it's on the individual players, but. We seeing record numbers of just injured players, and not just I'm out for a couple games. No, nigga, out.
Yeah, it's a lot of season-ending injuries. A lot of season-ending injuries. Anybody that's pointing out to you that said they're going to go all the way?
The Ravens.
Clearly the Ravens.
I got two. Who's teams. On the NFC? I only got the Chiefs and the Ravens. If it's not one of them, I don't know.
No, but it got to be NFC though. No.
NFC.
Green Bay look good.
Green Bay looks good.
And I do like the Seahawks.
The Seahawks.
Yeah.
do like the Seahawks.
Yeah, that's what I was gonna say.
Yeah,
I
think they gotta play. They gotta get a better defense though.
They do. Yes. Fucking Russell Wilson putting up almost 5 touchdowns a game, and like they still barely win. Yeah, yeah. They got.
It don't make no sense. Yeah. And it don't always they, be like super fast drives.
Yeah,
either.
If they straighten their defense up, I got them. But yeah, man, Green Bay. They got some guys.
Yeah, because even yesterday, you know, Dak Prescott in Dallas, they you know, they gave him a run for their money. And I don't really like the Cowboys like that, but I think Dak may be coming up on his year for real.
Well, he got to get his money.
Yeah, he's trying to get his pay.
Get his money. Yeah. Another black quarterback that didn't get his money yet. I seem like a lot of people got mad about that, right?
About, yeah. Jerry Jones ain't trying to pay him.
So, Eric Jimmy, you want to talk about why you mad?
Oh, yeah. I'll tell you why I'm mad. I'm mad that the motherfuckers be renting cars and then keep posting videos of the rented car on Instagram as they driving around their music playing like the hottest album out of the That bothers me.
They did a rough ride the whip though as they rented?
That bothers me. They be like, you know, got the seat all the way back and shit. But you see the no smoking sign sticking on the dashboard. Like, that's not yours. Oh, stop posting that.
The struggle.
I don't understand why people do that shit, man. Yeah. Much money you paying for these fucking rentals, you could have bought a hoop dog and hooked that bitch up, put some 10s or some 20s in that bitch.
It's bad.
That shit bothers me.
I get you. I'll be mad too.
Every time I go to my fucking Instagram story, somebody like, oh shit, they got a new whip, then they pan to the right. No smoking sticker. A rental.
One of these days, I got a couple of rental stories. That's in the meantime, we'll wait. That's what's up though. More about Nathan.
Yeah.
Can you please tell these people what's hiding out in these streets?
Oh yeah.
Because the people need it. Got to feed the streets, man.
I let the people know.
Feed the streets.
I will let the people
Hashtag
know.
Feed the streets. Because that's what should have been on More About Nathan's flyer. Hashtag feed the streets. But you know what? You can
change that.
So we have time to make new flyers.
Yeah, you can make a new flyers for More About Nathan, but not Average Jimmy and I.
Two light-skinned brothers. No,
I just realized that grown men don't like light-skinned people. I mean, after that situation, I learned that.
I mean, your flyers are on my computer.
Because he made a whole nother flyer before he made our flyer. I said, all right.
Your flyers on my computer.
Yeah. Yeah.
Haven't downloaded it yet, that's all.
All right, more about Nathan. All
right, so we're getting right into bumping.
Ooh, ooh, on the mic, though. On the mic.
Say pause.
No, you on the mic, bro.
Anyways, so, you know, getting right into Bumping and Dumping. Short and sweet for media moments today. A couple songs. Y'all may have heard both songs. If y'all did, cool. We're going to figure out if we bumping and dumping. Everybody ready?
Yes.
That's a
dump
for me.
That sounds like a Nintendo game.
Grown man, so I think I know which way you're going.
That's a no for me, dog.
All right.
Is that Travis Scott?
That was Travis Scott. Because
it sounded like it's getting repetitive now. It is. Like, it's kind of getting bad. But it sounded like I was playing a 1990s Nintendo video game. Yep.
And so I'm convinced Travis Scott is just after the bag at this point, right?
Yeah.
You know, he got the
Travis Scott meal?
No, I did not.
No.
It's $9 at the McDonald's where I work.
Damn.
Right, exactly. DC prices.
Ain't it just a double cheeseburger?
It basically with bacon on it.
But no, I'm not doing it. Have y'all seen the clothes? Y'all know I've seen the clothes.
I haven't seen the clothes.
They
clothes.
Are trash. Like, straight.
Worse than Kanye clothes?
Just hot garbage. Nothing but hot garbage. And he knows it, too. And the funny part is, like, even the people that I, like, you know, talk to often, they're, like, real big in the fashion. Everybody hates it.
Damn.
I don't know what he was doing other than, here goes some clothes. I know it's going to sell out. I'm fucking Travis Scott. And it is. It's still selling out. But that's a whole other saga. This is the other song we're going to get into real quick.
It's awkward.
Oh yeah. Sorry.
All right, what are we doing on that? Bump it up.
I bump.
I'll go ahead and bump that as well.
All right.
Oh, I thought he was about to say something. He missed a little way.
No, he got some heat on that, though.
Yeah.
He got some heat on that. That's
about to get jumped in there. But no, that was Siri, Lil Wayne, featuring 2 Chainz. Yeah. So that'll be added to the playlist. We can do what you watched. If anybody's watching anything interesting, I got nothing new. So
I just need somebody to explain this Lil Craft Country to me. Look, I'm trying my best.
I'll help you up. It's a lot of shit.
I'm trying my best.
On the radio
every episode, you need like a whole like tutorial of like what the fuck you just seen, and I might be that guy for you because I've been looking everything up. Because it's right, a lot of like imagery that they use throughout every single episode that actually relates to.
But just does each episode relate to each other?
Yes. So if you pay attention to it, it's all connected. There's one episode so far that is more of a standalone episode, but it does tie into the rest of
it. Did they have two episodes that's exactly the same?
No.
Okay.
I coach you up at
it. I must say, I've never seen it.
Yeah. I actually think you would like it, Gromance, because it has a lot of history shit with it as well. Hmm. I know that's up your alley. I'm telling you right now, I think you'll like it.
It's definitely random.
Yeah.
but again, watch The Boys. That's my shit.
I still gotta watch that.
But that's pretty much it. Grown man, have you got anything?
Game time. All right.
Yeah, unfortunately, no Chronicles this week.
Yeah, it's never happening again, all right? Listeners.
It's coming back. I got some new shit.
Can you at least give an explanation or something? Like, what the fuck is going on with you, bro?
I mean, so, you know, Chronicles... Well,
oh, look at it, about to fuck up again. I'm gonna let you off the hook. I'm gonna let you off. We're gonna go ahead and wrap this joint up.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. But Chronicles coming back real soon. When?
Next week?
Eventually.
All right.
Gotta get the people what they want. You know.
All right. Before we end this, I want to definitely thank all the listeners. We got over like 3,400K stream, so we are doing good stuff. We getting heard all over the country, all over the world, actually. So thank you guys for listening. Keep on listening. Like I said, if this episode is fucked up in any sort of way, it's because we are rushing and we're drunk and we gotta kind of get this stuff out because the game is about to come on.
Go Ravens.
Average Jimmy, can you please say what you post all the time about Lamar Jackson on IG?
Stun on these hoes.
Other than that, keep following us, keep listening. If you want to buy masks, buy t-shirts, all that stuff, hit us up, let us know. Other than that, everybody say peace.
Peace.